Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Usurper, The Wolfbury Chronicles, Book 1, written by P.W. Finch and read by Nathaniel Priestley. The two warriors faced each other across a stretch of sun-dried grass. Nearby, the grove of apple trees called Gonwin's Orchard basked in the afternoon heat, the river Swale rippling close by. It was a scenic spot, but the warriors saw nothing of this. They were tightly focused, clad in ringmail coats and helmets with face guards, carrying broadswords and circular shields. The weapons were nicked and scarred from extensive use in many bouts, though when the twosome finally joined, few contests could have been as fierce. The blades sang together with fury, sparks flashing, splinters flying as blows hewed into lindenwood. The taller fighter soon had the better of it. They clashed repeatedly, grunting and gasping as they smote at each other, breaking apart to get their breath but always re-engaging, the taller one's strokes increasingly swifter, surer, harder. With a deft uppercut and a vicious backhand, he sent his opponent's weapon twirling from his grasp. A third fellow stood by, watching. He was young, no more than 17, with golden hair and a compact body. He bore no arms and wore only a loose tunic, breeches and felt boots. He bit his lip nervously as the shorter combatant scrambled after his sword, retrieved it and spun straight back into battle, striking hard at his opposite number's helmet, at his torso, even at his legs, but always finding only his shield or his deflecting blade. He cursed as he swept down with a high slash, only to be parried with ease. Then as he aimed for the neck and shoulder joint, to be effortlessly blocked, edged steel clattering his nosepiece, his blade again sent spinning. "What troubles me, Sir Dick," the taller of the two sneered, "is that you're built for this. You're no weakling. You have the physical stature, and yet you never seem to improve." "Bastard," his opponent, the one called Sir Dick, muttered, breathing hard in the dusty air. He wafted his sword back and forth as he returned to the fray. They fought even more fiercely, dancing around each other, steel shimmering, shields shuddering with each biting impact, and now, the taller one, whose name was Unferth, wasn't quite as quick to disarm his adversary. They broke apart again, gasping, streaming sweat. "That's better," Unferth said, "but if I go in more brutally..." He drove at his opponent with a sudden frenzy of crosscuts and overhead hacks. Serdic's blade knocked down with such force that it stood quivering in the grass.